Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds. Or start with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and wow your audience. There's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. So nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. It is so exciting looking for a new home, but it absolutely is overwhelming and daunting if you do not have the right resources. Homes.com is home shopping the way it should be. It's more than just a website. Homes.com is your personal guide to finding the perfect home. Get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. With Homes.com's comprehensive neighborhood details, you'll get in-depth guides, detailed videos, and unbiased insights from a variety of sources. Parents and parents-to-be will love Homes.com's detailed school information. From test scores to student-to-teacher ratios, you'll have the info you need to find the right schools for your kids. Having the right agent can make or break your home search. Homes.com's agent directory and profiles offer a detailed look at each agent's experience so you can find your perfect match. And Homes.com's features a listing agent on each listing so you can easily connect with them without having to scramble to find contact info. Go to Homes.com to learn more. We've done your homework.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. There's a well-known literary technique called Chekhov's gun, named after the Russian playwright. Basically, if a gun appears in the first act, it better be fired in the following act. There are no unnecessary details. You see a gun, that gun gets used to shoot someone. I have a corollary principle of my own invention, and it relates to movies where there is a scene at a construction site. And it is this. If on the screen you see an ugly shaft of exposed rebar, somebody is getting impaled. There's something about rebar that fascinates me. If nothing else, because there are very few things that invoke a fear of being skewered. My pathological preoccupation with metal reinforcement bars dovetails nicely with a structure in San Francisco I've kind of become obsessed with, a tiny bridge in Golden Gate Park.
This is the Alfred Lake Bridge by Ernest Ransom.
This is William Littman. He teaches architecture at the California College of the Arts, and he was the first person to tip me off to the importance of this humble little structure on the very eastern edge of the park.
It's sort of the entrance to the park from the Haight side, from the kind of hippie slacker Haight area right at the edge of the park, and sort of leading into the children's playground.
It's not a place that most people really want to linger.
It is a spot for drug dealing and various illicit assignations.
And that is Robert Corlin, author of Concrete Planet, giving us a lay of the land.
We're in the Alfred Lake Bridge, one of the earliest surviving reinforced concrete structures in the world.
The bridge was constructed in 1889.
It may be the least appealing sort of monument of architecture or civil engineering. On one side, it's cracked where the earth is sort of pressing through. It's covered in mold and lichen. Inside, it's this kind of odd, surrealistic tunnel of stalactites that really kind of look like some sort of folk art, you know, impression of what the surface of Mars might look like.
I think it looks like the inside of a giant colon.
It's really unappealing to pass through it. It's not well kept up at all.
Well, there's nothing remarkable about it. It is an arch. It's actually as much a pedestrian tunnel as a bridge.
A pioneering structure in the shape of a dumpy and neglected little bridge.
But it's really sad because it is one of the pioneering buildings in the story of reinforced concrete.
There are plenty of candidates for the most overlooked, most invisible part of the built world, but reinforced concrete has a good claim to being the most invisible of all. Because if it's made right, you never see the steel skeleton underneath all the concrete structures that you work in, drive over, walk under.
Reinforced concrete is concrete that is strengthened by the addition of initially iron and then later steel to give it tensile strength.
The thing about concrete is it's great in compression, meaning it withstands a lot of pressure in terms of, you know, weight, but it's not very good in tension, meaning when you sort of spanning long distances, it sort of can collapse.
So if you see concrete going high in the air or spanning a long distance, there is metal inside that. And you have this unassuming vanguard of a bridge and its engineer, Ernest Ransome, to thank for that.
Ernest Ransome's principal claim to fame is that he's the father of modern reinforced concrete. The experiments done with reinforcing concrete with iron previous to Ernest Ransome were just one-off experiments, a cottage in England, a house in New York, and a rowboat in France. Ernest Ransome experimented with different forms of iron reinforcement until he hit upon what we now call rebar, which is short for reinforcement bar. And his technology was far beyond any of the others who were experimenting with reinforced concrete at the time.
A lot of people in Europe and America are playing with putting in bars or metal into concrete at this time. There's many different techniques, and everyone's experimenting. What Ransome's sort of major innovation is he takes a sort of square bar that runs through it, and he twists it slightly, and that gives it an adhesive quality to the concrete itself, and it sort of stays together much better. Ransome said to come to this idea, he found a twisted rubber band in his pocket one day and thought, well, that's what I'm going to do to this iron bar. I'm going to twist it so it just binds to the concrete better.
You can see a diagram of this twisted rebar in Ransome's 1884 patent. By the way, if you're anything like me, Google patent search is the best way to spend time in front of the computer. I could lose hours jumping from patent to patent. Anyway, this innovation of messing with the bar to help it bond with the surrounding concrete is still used to this day.
We put deformations on the reinforcing bar so that the concrete will hold on to it.
That scoring is probably why I find rebar so ugly and unsettling. That's Bob Risser right there.
I'm Bob Risser. I'm president and CEO of the Concrete Reinforcing Steel Institute.
I call it the CRSI to get the full scope of what reinforced concrete means to the built world.
Well, without over-exaggerating the point, I would say that the significance of reinforced concrete is that modern society is not possible without it.
Well, as humble as the Albert Lake Bridge is, it is a direct precursor to the Ingalls skyscraper built just 15 years later in Cincinnati, Ohio, the world's first reinforced concrete skyscraper. It also led to bridges, dams, freeways, streets of reinforced concrete.
I mean, without reinforced concrete, you would only be able to build a series of unconnected asphalt roads.
It's a very humble beginning, but it was from here in San Francisco that the reinforced concrete revolution took over the world.
That's why we talk about it being the foundation of civilization.
It's also a foundation of modern architecture. It made possible forms that were never possible before, like Frank Lloyd Wright's Guggenheim Museum, and more recently, Jeannie Gang's Aqua Tower in Chicago.
It's designed to mimic flowing water. On the 80-some floors, there are no two floors that are the same. There's no two balconies that are the same.
But the problem with reinforced concrete, especially if the rebar isn't covered with enough concrete and it's exposed to water and salt, is that the steel inside can rust.
And as it rusts, it expands. It expands to almost fourfold its original diameter, destroying the concrete around it while the steel itself is being destroyed by the rust and corrosion.
And when that happens, which it will eventually, reinforced concrete doesn't last the 1,000 years that Ernest Ransome and the early reinforced concrete proponents thought that it would.
For many, many years, the design life was about 50 years. The entire interstate system was built under the assumption of a 50-year design. These days, our organization and others are working with the federal government and state agencies to try to look at 75 and even 100-year designs.
Modern reinforced concrete frames encased inside of a building superstructure with normal maintenance will last a lot longer. So don't worry, the Burj Khalifa, the tallest tower in the world and the tallest reinforced concrete structure, is not coming down anytime soon. But the clock is ticking for most of the reinforced concrete infrastructure that was put up in the middle of the 20th century in the U.S.
People have to realize that all this that they see around them will eventually have to be, with a few exceptions, will have to be torn down and replaced because we built with steel reinforced concrete. And the cost of that, it will be trillions of dollars, an unbelievable amount of money.
Seriously, the stuff that wasn't properly maintained is coming down. And as you can imagine, a lot of our infrastructure was not properly maintained.
Particularly with public agencies, where very frankly, the method has been, and in some cases still is, a reactionary policy rather than a well-thought-out maintenance routine.
Even though concrete has the illusion of permanence, it is not that way at all.
You don't just build it and forget it. You have to account for going back and taking care of it like you would anything else.
Ernest Ransom left San Francisco soon after he completed the Alvord Lake Bridge. In his book, Reinforced Concrete Buildings, published in 1912, which is not the most scintillating of texts, but in it, you can detect a tinge of bitterness in Ransom's words as he describes how his twisted rebar was, quote, laughed down by the Technical Society in California. He left for the East, thinking that his revolution of reinforced concrete would have a better chance out there. He left thinking that no one here would fully appreciate his Alvord Lake Bridge, that no one here would appreciate this literal bridge to the modern world. And looking at it today, I'm sad to say that he was right. "99% Invisible" is Sam Greenspan and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. I tweet at Roman Mars. But this week, oh my goodness, we have amazing photographs of the Alvord Lake Bridge as photographed by Eddie Joachim. He just makes the ugliness and creepiness of that place look beautiful and stunning. You have to check them out. They're at 99%invisible.org.
Radiotopia. From P.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.